T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP.
Mahomes throws for the end zone, the pass caught, wide open, touchdown, Kansas City!
And there's only one place in Kansas City.
Mahomes guns it long for the end zone, wide open, touchdown, Kansas City!
And the only one place in the country.
That's what's great about the NFL, is you keep building and trying to play your best football going into the playoffs and trying to get to the Super Bowl.
That talks with Patrick Mahomes every week. And that's right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our conversation with Patrick Mahomes are brought to you by Google Fiber. Our conversation with the quarterback starts with, when was the last time he caught a touchdown pass in a game?
I don't know if I've ever, maybe like freshman year when I of football in high school, I used to play a little bit of receiver. We had two pretty good quarterbacks on the team. So that was probably the last time I actually caught a touchdown pass.
So let's say that Kelce went against coach's wishes and actually threw you the ball. What happens? Is it like he runs a mile? Is he doing up downs? Like, what happens if he actually throws you the ball?
I think it was just, if he threw me the ball, he would never get another chance to make another throw. So I think he was pretty locked in there on Pringle. I don't know if y'all remember a few years back when he threw the ball back across the field and threw the interception versus the Giants. I think that was kind of almost the last straw on him having quarterback privileges.
Yeah, I actually remember that play, and that's why I was thinking it takes a long time to get out of the doghouse sometimes.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, that was the thing on that play. There was no option to throw it across the field. And, of course, he thought he was back at Cincinnati making his quarterback read. So this week we told him he had one option. If it wasn't there, just run it.
So if he throws it to you, are you actually catching this thing?
Oh, I'm going to catch it for sure. I'm going to make the play. Even wherever he puts it, I'll make a play on it.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes. So let's talk about the game on a more big picture sense. Obviously, you guys get off to the slow start, and then the second half, it was a blitzkrieg bop, some would say. What changed? What spark got you guys going in that second quarter?
I think it was just we had a different energy once we messed it up and we had the fumble that we got returned for a touchdown. We realized that we can't mess around. If we let these guys hang around, they're one of the best teams in the league at finishing off football games. And so we kind of had that different energy knowing that we had been messing it up. The defense was playing their tail off. And once we got it rolling, we kept the energy going.
It's funny you say that, because right when the fumble return happened and then you guys go down the field and score, I tweeted out, it was like you guys needed to see your own blood to kind of wake up and get things going. And when you think about it, that fumble was really the spark of what got you guys going. You scored, I believe, 35 points unanswered after that.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. I mean, we knew that. We kind of were putting ourselves in a tight spot there. Obviously, we don't want to start like that. I mean, you never want to start like that in the playoffs especially. But the guys responded well, and you always like to see that whenever we're dealing with a little adversity early in the game, the guys kind of come together and get that thing rolling.
You and I have had this talk enough over the last couple of years as we've done these interviews. How do you guys start faster? Because I think you would agree, if you guys start like that against Buffalo, it could be a very different outcome.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've done a great job this year of starting off fast, of having those great starting drives, and then we kind of fizzle out later in the game. So I think we have it in us, but it's going to take a full game of great football. We're not going to be able to start slow and come back and do all that different type of stuff that we usually do when you're playing a team of this caliber. So for us, we'll have a good mindset, a good game plan going in, and knowing we need to execute early.
Sometimes the NFL just allows you a window into those special moments, and you were there, Ben Roethlisberger is there, you're hugging each other, and you could sense that sense of mutual respect for one another. What was it like to be in that moment?
yeah, I mean, it was definitely cool. I mean, just to be on that field with an all-time great, I mean, it looks like maybe his last season, and to be there for that last game, I mean, it's going to be a moment I'll remember forever because I have so much respect for that guy and the way he competes and the way he plays. I mean, truly, like I said, an all-time great that will forever be remembered in the NFL.
So at least the audio captured, it sounds like you guys were talking about exchanging jerseys. How does that work? Because I think fans only see whenever you do it on television and, you know, you take your jersey off, they take theirs, and, you know, we get to see the picture for Instagram. What is it like for you to switch up jersey with the player?
Yeah, so I think I told him on the audio, I said, I don't want that. I didn't want to take that last one from him, but I just said I want a jersey that he had in his career. And he said the same with me. And usually for me, I usually just send it to the facility or the address of the guy's house. I don't trade him on the field. And we kind of exchange it that way.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here, talking about the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers and looking ahead to next Sunday night's game against the Buffalo Bills. Let's talk about the offense here. You and I have had enough of these conversations that every week somebody just steps up for the offense. You might not know who it's going to be on Wednesday or Thursday, but Jerick McKinnon, who a guy who's been injured, maybe hasn't gotten the opportunities that he thought he was going to get whenever he signed, he had a big day for you guys yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, we knew he had that juice. We knew he was going to make plays happen in this offense. You could see it from training camp. And so obviously the season hasn't gone exactly how he thought it was going to go early with the injuries and everything like that. But I knew once he got in that lineup that he was going to make plays happen. So when we had guys dinged up this week, I had no hesitation of having Jed out there and letting him go out there and make plays happen, and that's what he did.
He reminds me a lot of Damian Williams. You guys had him a couple of years ago, obviously, the year you guys won the Super Bowl. Do you like that comparison? Does that comparison make sense to you?
It does, honestly. I mean, they both have a lot of bursts and a lot of stuff like that, and they both run very tough. And obviously, they both can catch the ball well out of the backfield. But when you have those guys that are fast and can make big plays, explosive plays, but also run tough between the tackles, those are usually great football players to have.
One of my really good friends is a Broncos fan, and whenever Jerick McKinnon catches that touchdown, he texted me and said, how do the Chiefs run this play every single week and then the rest of the league can't figure it out? Let me ask you that question. You guys run that play like 7 to 10 times a year and it always works. How does it work so well?
Yeah, well, I mean, we dress it up nice. And then that play, how we ran it, we ran it off of a play that we were very successful with as well. So we have a lot of different options down there. And I think that's just kind of the icing on the cake with a little shovel pass to them. So it's a thing where, I mean, obviously that we have so many different things that we do it down in the red zone, especially that it's hard for defenses to account for all of them.
I know you can't play basketball anymore, but that was an elite head fake. Like, you really sold the head fake underneath shovel. That was a great play from you.
Yeah, I mean, it was that's a good player in 90. I think I threw an interception early in the game just to set that play up. So he got the hands on the ball early, so I gave him a little pump fake there and then threw the underhand underneath it.
You've got a chance to go up against some great defensive players. Where does TJ Watt rank against guys you've gone up against?
I mean, he's up there. I mean, he's at the very top of it. I mean, he's a great football player. He's smart. I mean, he's obviously physically gifted. They got some great football players on that defense just in general. Cam Hayward's another one. Mika Fitzpatrick, they have a lot of playmakers on that defense.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here, recapping the Steelers game, also taking a look ahead. I don't know if you've seen the numbers, but Travis Kelce over the last 4 to 5 playoff games has been absolutely unstoppable, and yesterday was no different. It's not even much of a question. Just wanted you to talk about the greatness of Travis Kelce because every week he just does something miraculous.
Yeah, I mean, he's a special football player. I mean, the way he's able to not only go out there and beat man-to-man coverage, but read zone coverage and get himself and others open. I mean, it's a truly a talented player that really understands how to play the game of football. And, I mean, he's sneaky athletic. People forget how athletic he is until he's running down the sideline past people.
This was your first wild card game. As you know, the NFL switched the format from when you and I grew up watching it. How did you like it? How did you like your first super wild card weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely cool to go out there and get the win, especially in front of the home crowd. It's all about just advancing now. I mean, we have a lot of great teams still left. I mean, obviously starting off with the Buffalo Bills. So it's about finding a way to just win this week and move on to the next.
I think this has game of the playoff-like possibility. Think about how you guys played in your last game. Think about how Buffalo played on Saturday night against the New England Patriots. You guys back and forth. I believe this is the fourth time you guys have played in like 17 months. Do you feel like you guys are starting a rivalry against the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a sense of it. They have a great football players over there, and obviously starting off with Josh, and you know he's going to be there for a long time in Buffalo. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll play a lot of games against each other, and they're going to have great football teams with great coaches. So it's going to be a lot of different games against each other, and I'm excited for it.
How many times are you going to watch the first time you two guys played this year?
I'll watch it a couple times. I mean, I'll watch that one. I'll watch, like you said, the other three, other two games that we played against them in this last few last year, pretty much, and try to get a sense of what they were trying to do and the different adjustments they've made in each and every game. And I'll try to get a sense of what they're going to do against us this time. So they got, like I said, they have a lot of good football players on that defense on that entire team. So it'll be a great challenge for us, but I'm excited for it.
You always talk about execution. I think back to the first time that you guys played each other. I feel like that's really what it was. You guys had two interceptions in the red zone on some kind of fluky type plays. There was a controversial rough in the passer call that I thought it was a bad call. To me, this game with you two fairly evenly matched teams, it comes down to who executes the best.
Yeah, for sure. When you get to this time of the playoffs, it's all about who executes the best, who limits the turnovers, who goes out there and makes the big plays happen in big moments. Everybody's pretty much evenly matched. So it's about who goes out there and makes the big plays happen at the right moments of each and every game.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. All of his appearances are brought to you by Google Fiber. Patrick, man, always good talking to you, man. Good luck this week.
Appreciate you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.